Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. In Oroville, some news, announcements, and interviews with Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Andrea, Varun, and Yahalom. A look at the weather. The winds have shifted to east-southeasterly at 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. The temperature range is 24 to 30 degrees under an overcast sky. Listen now to an interview with Eliani, an Orovillian from the land of Bossa Nova, on a visit to Oroville after having shifted to Australia a year and a half ago. She talks about her experiences, what she's found out there, and her connection to Oroville and its ideals.
After being here for 14 and a half years, I decided to go back and be with my daughter and see a little bit of what the big world had to offer out there. And I've now been away for a year and a half, and it's my second visit back to Oroville in this year and a half. So good to be here. Yeah. It's been fantastic to be in Melbourne, Australia, both professionally and family-wise. Really interesting to see. In my case, it was to see the kind of work that I had done in Oroville. How much of value that could carry with me later on. Upon my arrival in Melbourne a year and a half ago, I had to sit down and basically design a curriculum vitae for myself. And then I started jotting down all the things I had actually done in Oroville. And I was quite surprised. And the first employer I presented my CV said, "That's everything we're looking for." I'm now coaching adults in the area of relationship. And studying a lot, of course. And singing, it continues to be a big part of my life. So I sing in two choirs, an ensemble, and I do bossa nova with a couple of different people. Trying my luck out there in a, you know, semi-professionally. And I've done a few things. I'm pretty happy with the way things are going regarding music. Yeah. Spirituality has always been an important part of my life. Having been brought up in a family that very Christian and very very connected with the divine, always. So basically, wherever I have lived, and I've lived in several places before coming to India, I carry that with me. The ideals of Oroville were actually there before I knew Oroville. One doesn't just have the vocabulary for it. And it continues to be there. Because I think this is what you carry within you. And it doesn't matter where you are. If that is an integral part of who you are, it's there.
There will be a presentation by Lavinia Dorville on landscaping for several sites in Oroville. The solar kitchen area, the residential zone around the residential communities of Creativity, Luminosity, Pratna and Swayam, and the town hall area. These sites were identified from two previous community meetings on landscaping held last autumn. Architects involved include David and Pino, Rakal, Prashant, and Teja Sweeney. The presentation will be held on Tuesday, the 23rd of February, at 5 p.m. in Town Hall's conference room, and all who are interested in taking part in the making of choices for this land are very welcome to attend. Sri Aurobindo states that for human beings, the degree of success in physical life depends on the degree of harmony between the individual and universal physical nature. Some people have a will which is spontaneously in tune with the will of nature. They succeed in everything they undertake. It's certain that a life experience of failure and defeat is just as useful to the soul's growth as the experience of success and victory, even more so, no doubt, than an uneventful life that requires no great effort. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, you may contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.